go.
The conference will now begin.
Okay, here we go, Pedro. We are continuing. We're officially, I believe, on page 113. Yaakov, you have those pages? 113? Thumbs up? Thumbs down? What you got? Yeah? Okay. We're discussing in Torah, in Talach, Halacha Gimel, waking up in the morning, like we've been doing in the past few halachas in the morning. So important the whole day, the whole day, you know, runs after the beginning. Therefore, we want to start strong. Strong like a lion. Wake up. Wake up the morning. And Rabbi Nelson's teaching us from Yenachim, of course, that the morning is the Bichin of Amunah. Start fresh. As the Pasuk says, Chadoshim Rabbakarim Rabbe Amunah Secha. Chadoshim Rabbakarim, there's a renewal of one's Amunah in the morning. And therefore, says Rabbi Nelson, one should try as best as he can, we discussed this, to wake up before Alos, before the first light, the first rays of light. We know that the first rays of light are from Alos. Sunrise officially is Hanait, but already by Alos, which is 72 minutes before, there's already some light coming from the horizon, or some sort of light, no scientist here. So therefore, one should try to start his avoda before Alos. Right now in the summer, it's very, very early. However, you should try to get up as early as you can. The morning is the time of the moon, the morning is the time of clarity. All the Rishonim are sleeping then, right, because they went to sleep so late. So in the morning time, the early morning hours, they're usually sleeping. So at the time, there's a clarity in the world, the Psalms say. The clarity for your davening, a clarity for Tehillim, Kishir's Vishbachos, for Voda, for Zohar HaKadosh, Mikvah. All your Voda should start early because then that is impacted. It's impacted by and it impacts our moon. And then Rabbi Nelson said, you know what, I'll tell you the truth, if you're ready for this. He says, really, really, you should be waking up at Chatzos. Really, really, Chatzos is the time when the Malchus, the Matronisa, the Shekhinah Kedoshah starts to renew herself. She goes into the Klipas at night. She goes into the deepest, darkest places in order to renew and to help fix up, make tikkunim for all of the Neshamos that need tikkunim, fixing up. And Chatzos is the time where the shift occurs, the real shift from darkness to light. Even though there's no physical light yet, there's a spiritual light. The spiritual light is always preceding the physical light. And although we know the concept of Erev Vayi Boker, that the nighttime comes first, often the darkness comes before the light, if not always, but we have to always believe, and we have to know the Psalm teaches from the Baal Shem, from the Rabbi Nelson, from the Nachman, that within that darkness, there's a great spiritual light. The powerful ensuing spiritual light is going to come out when it's morning, really was already hidden in the darkness of the night. And therefore, we have to always look for that Nekudah Tova, which we're trying to tie in a lot of the Torahs of Rabbi Nelson and Nachman together, the Nekudah Tova, which also, the Nekudah Tova is by Chatzos. That's the Nekudah Tova. When it looks the deepest and the darkest, we have to know that the Zman of Chatzos, the Chatzos within a person, the Chatzos within something in his life, there really is in there, if you can look carefully, if you have the right, the proper eye to see an eye in Tova, an eye of spirituality. Right now we're working on the eyes in the summertime, it's the time of the eyes. So Rizal tells us, the time of an eye is the right eye and the left eye. So we're looking, working on our eyes to see the Nekudas Tovos. The Meraglim fell, they didn't see Eretz Yisrael properly. Korach fell, he didn't see properly. Bilam, Balak, everybody's fallen because of their eyes. Even Mr. Parshim, Moshe Rabbeinu unfortunately didn't show the proper avoda to the eyes of Klal Yisrael, Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted Moshe Rabbeinu to speak to the rock, not to hit the rock. So a lot of things going on with the eyes now. We have to learn how to see. Seeing is one of the most important things we do in our life, not just physically. Seeing is believing. Namuna is to see deeply, to see clearly. And so we're going to continue now. Rabbi Nelson told us, you have to get up early. And it's in the night times, and munos chabalelos. When we have, Rabbi Nelson says, you have two types of questions in life in Torah and Menachem. There's certain types of questions that you cannot know the answer to. There's no das at all. And therefore, you have to use your koach of emunah to believe that a Kodesh Baruch Hu runs the world, even though you don't understand certain things, and that's okay. And however, there are certain questions that you could know the answer to. There is a certain das that one could attain. However, once in a while, we've said that it's not clear. Your das is in a state of calmness and aloneness. It can't get to the answer. And therefore, once again, you have to use your emunah. You have to know not to fall You have to use your das not to be miayish, not to know. You don't know. You can't use your das to know the answer. But you also have to use your das not to be miayish and to give up hope and to become hopeless. That's asur. That's not asur. Rather, you have to use your das to say, now's not the time to know, now's the time to believe. Even though there's a question I should know the answer to, and maybe next week I'll know, and maybe last week I did know, right now I'm a sukkuk, but not to fall in that place of a malik, in that place of doubt, rather to say, right now's the time for a minute. Is a nascha believer. So it says Rabbi Nachman, page 113, second paragraph. V'zeu b'chinas hashenish b'layla. This is the inyan of the sleeping at night. Listen to this. One would think that sleeping at night is a negative sense of terms. Nighttime is usually no das, sleeping, klipos. Nighttime is dark. It's tuma. Sleeping means you're not awake, you're not aware, you're not conscious. That's usually the way that we understand darkness, nighttime, sleeping, correct? Yeah. So, let's see what Rabbi Nelson and Nachman do. The Zebuchim says, Rabbi Nelson, Hashem, Shabbat, Lailo, is the meaning of sleeping at night. Ki b'layla od mumshach ha-choshech bo. At night, choshech descends into the world. The ikar ha-choshech nimshach me'ha-choshech ha-elyon. And the choshech, the darkness that we see physically in this world, flows from a choshech ha'olam, a supernal, an upper choshech. Now, when you get to the upper world, there's nothing there. So what's the upper choshech? Shu b'chinas omek hamusag, the depth of the matter. When you have something that's very, very deep, very, very deep, and you are not at the depth, there's something very deep, but you're at the top, right? When you're looking down a well, very, very deep well, 50 feet, 100 feet down. You look down, what do you see? Darkness, black. If you would be at the bottom of the well, 100 feet down, there could be beautiful light down there. There could be amazing light. But when you're so high up, you're so far from the depths of the matter, to you it looks dark. But if you would be in that well down in the bottom, you'd see beautiful water. There would be light down there. Who knows what's down there? Right? You just can't see that far because it's so deep. So sometimes in this world, there's something so deep. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does things in this world constantly, and it's so, so deep. And since we're not always holding at the depth of the matter, we're not holding in that deep place. Therefore, to us, it seems dark. So we have to realize that that darkness, just dealing with my children for maybe the last day or two, until they go to camp, Hashem. Hopefully we need a big shmirah, Agav. Anybody out there needs to daven, anybody's kids are going to camp and Klal Yisrael is breaking out a little bit, at least in New York, we need to daven that there's a shmirah, that there's no outbreak here, that we continue to stay low numbers, so our kids can stay in school and camp where they're supposed to be right now, happy, not with their parents. Parents making kids crazy. Maybe the kids will make the parents crazy, but the parents will make the kids crazy. We don't know how to handle them, right? Anyway, so this Torah should be a zechus for their safety in camp. So when you know something so high, so, so high, so, so deep, often you don't understand it, and therefore it looks black to you. B'chinas yoshes choshech sitzro, Kadosh Baruch Hu places. Sorry. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes darkness. Yoshes Choshech Sitzro. HaKadosh Baruch Hu places darkness as his concealment. Meaning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always there. He's always hiding. But sometimes he's hiding so well, it looks darker. But he's there. If we just be able to uncover the situation, be able to get to the depth of the matter, to the bottom of the well, then we would see the light, the Kodesh Baruch Hu that's there. He uses darkness as a way to make us work hard. Okay, so I'll be there in 1 minute, okay? 1 minute. So it says Rabbi Nelson, she became his kushia, she has shalei yashin. There are certain questions in life that it's impossible to know. But it doesn't mean, when you have a question that's impossible to know, does that mean we give up hope on life? Does that mean that we should go and start looting and rioting? What does that mean? It means that there's a Kodesh Baruch in the world, that there's a certain reality that is so deep, it's so beyond our comprehension, that we have to just believe in the reality of God. That's so much higher than when you have a question that you can answer. Because when you have a question that you cannot answer, it means there has to be a Ribono Shel Olam. There has to be. It's the highest madrega of Emunah. But for some people, if they're not holding at the depth of a man and they don't have that Emunah, it looks dark to them. I don't understand. What's going on? How could that be? A person could go crazy. Right? So you have on one hand, great light, awesome Emunah, a powerful way for a person to grow in this world, and yet on the other like side of the hair, a person can become a total kofer. What do you mean? I don't understand. It doesn't make any sense. And then nothing makes sense. I give up on the whole thing. It's just which way you're going to turn your head, to the right and have a Muna, or to the left and be a kofer. It's a crazy thing. It says in us, and Yesha Lintzal and Tehaz Vonel, Zebu Shem Ofen. And there is no answer in this world. Because there's certain questions that have to be dark, because they hide the revelation of the Kodesh Baruch in this world, because the Kodesh Baruch does not want to reveal himself in this world. If he would reveal himself in this world, there'd be no Bechira. So Kodesh Baruch purposely creates questions and creates matzavim, realities, situations in one's life or in the world that cannot be answered in order to hide him, because he needs to stay hidden to some degree. Is that a darkness that we should become hopeless from? Adrabba. A Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to connect us through that. If we wouldn't have that Choshech, then the world would cease to exist. That's how he's holding the world in existence. So it doesn't make any sense. It's illogical to become a Kofa from this. Adrabba should become the biggest man. There is no Das. Because if a Kodesh Baruch Hu leaves everything up to our Das, we become Balagaisel. We wouldn't believe in a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So therefore, he creates some things in this world that we cannot know, and we have to turn to him. We need the Ribono Shel Olam. That's a great Chochmah of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That there's sometimes that it is impossible to get the Das away through our Das. You can only use Emunah. And that shows us that really we should have Emunah all the time. Even though Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to use our Das, our Seichel, our God-given wisdom, but we have to realize that it comes from him. And we cannot become haughty. So he balances us. He neutralizes our gaiva by creating some questions in life that we cannot understand. Therefore, we have to use Emunah. There's sometimes you cannot find an answer to the question. You have to use your Emunah. So, Chevra, we'll have to continue tomorrow. But we're building up. We're going to see here how darkness is going to sweep sometimes the greatest act of Emunah. Not the greatest act of hopelessness and darkness and tumma and all those kinds of things. We should be zochem at Hashem to be able to use our das, the hishtadlis when we can use our das, and then we have to know and we can know with our das that sometimes we have to not use our das and rely on our emuna. We should all have a beautiful day. Shalom, guys.
Amen.
Okay, Chava, we'll see you next time tomorrow.
Bye-bye, what camp are we going to?
Girls, Ravos, boys are actually in Siach because they have half school. Two girls in Oron, Karakoy. All over the place.
They all start tomorrow?
Three of them started today and two of them start Wednesday.
Sounds like quiet.
I'll hope, yeah, Mr. Shem, we'll see. All right, I got to run. Have a good one, Yaakov. See you.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye. Miriam still here?
Yeah.